sprinkle in the spiritualism, pseudoscience, unexplained mysteries, and failed theories of the era. Season with gonzo storytelling, high adventure, military drama, sexy romance, and any number of plausible or implausible what-ifs to taste. Steampunk is adaptable. Does magic fit? Why not? The wizards might wear top hats rather than pointy caps and study by gaslight rather than candlelight, but they are at home here. How about monsters? Dragons? Vampires? Mermaids? There are plenty of examples in steampunk. Other worlds? Not uncommon. American Western. Go too far, and you might end up with steampunk's often darker-themed cousin, Weird West. But the line is fuzzy and begging to be crossed in either direction. Even modern anachronisms and attitudes don't require extensive justification. Steampunk isn't alternative history. It's the Victorian era with its doors blown off. Just as medieval European fantasy gives us classic tropes to work with, much of it out of Arthurian legend, steampunk brings us a treasure trove of its own tropes and ideas just begging to be put to work in a story. Dapper clothing, clockwork robots, secret societies, exploration of the still uncharted areas of the earth, brilliant inventions made of steel, fine wood and polished brass, massive steam engines, seances, submarines, time machines, corsets worn outside the dress, and airships. Steampunk loves its airships. And where you have airships, you also have pirates. The buccaneers of the classic 1883 novel Treasure Island easily transition to the steampunk future in new and improved vessels for their plundering antics. Airships are a given. Steamships, submarines, and the classic sailing ships are all possibilities. Hell, this is steampunk. We can stick pirates inside a giant drilling vessel, or in massive projectiles fired at the moon from a cannon if we want. The key, in my opinion, is to have fun with it. That was my biggest takeaway from that steampunk festival so many years ago. Everyone was having fun and sharing that fun with others. I'll let you in on another secret. Steampunk is just a label, a marketing convenience. There is no requirement for you to fit within whatever bounds someone has placed around it, or to apply any label to it. Free yourself to construct incredible tales full of glorious, loving detail and craftsmanship to share with others. Because no matter what we call them, we need more steampunk stories. Lotus of Albion by Steve Ruskin. Patrolling the skies over the Himalayas is treacherous. The thin, frigid air and rough currents make piloting an airship hard enough without the constant threat of airship pirates. When Captain Ian Vanson spots a noble's derelict pleasure yacht floating high above the Zanskar Valley, he must decide whether to risk his ship and crew to save it. But decisions have consequences, and Vanson's choice will test his loyalty to his crew, his fealty to the crown, and ultimately, what he is willing to sacrifice for love. Captain Ian Vanson snapped his spyglass shut and handed it back to his first mate.
"Looks like a pleasure yacht, don't it, Captain?"
said Ollie, shivering in his standard-issue deck coat.
"Don't see many airships like that up here."
"Indeed," said Vanson. "And a posh one, too. But what the hell is it doing this high up in the Himalayas?"
"Lost, would be my guess," Ollie said, rubbing his red nose.
Even though it was almost noon and the sun was high, it was cold on the deck of the Burma Maiden, at an altitude of nearly 7,000 feet. Hard to breathe, too. But this was their